back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us, man.
Hey, man, you didn't tell me that Gina Grad's dad works in the building.
Upstairs and on KNX.
I didn't see. I just went out to use the bathroom.
He was out there?
I was sitting on the toilet, and apparently he has a really wide stand. Well, his foot touched mine.
Uh-oh.
And he introduced himself. And
wow.
I realized it was Gina's dad in the
Look
stall.
Look at you.
I just met him in the bathroom. He has a very wide stance.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He does
sports. Steve Grad sports.
Because he did some kind of baseball signal under the stall. Kind of. He stuck his hand over. He picked up a piece of...
That means you're supposed to throw him a slider.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought that was bunt.
No, that's in the girls' room.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
All right, everybody.
I met him.
All right. Caden Cross is coming in. She is an adult film actress, and she's on Adult Film Actress Time, which is... Yeah, you said there was like there's black time, right? What is that?
Oh, CP time.
What is CP?
CP time is like, say, for instance, if I arrived here at 10:30.
Oh, that's okay. And is that typical? I mean, is that like known throughout the world?
I'll tell you how typical and how known it is. For it to be CP time, it had to be as old as the word colored people.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So,
right.
So this, you know, like if it was African American time, you know, it's a more current colloquialism. But CP time, color people time, that means we've been late for a long time. That means there was time when the cotton didn't get done right. Because it's like, oh, Massa, I know I was supposed to be here at 9, but it's 11:30. And I mean, CP time is old, man. I told you the story of being on Solid Gold back in the day with Marilyn McCoo. And I love Stevie Wonder to death. One of my very good friends. Happy birthday, Stevie. I had a birthday this week. Stevie Wonder was booked on a Tuesday and showed up on Wednesday. That's the ultimate CP time. And I don't care if he's blind. I don't care. I know what y'all think. I don't care if he's blind. You know, he got a guy with him who has a watch.
Yeah.
And he on CP time, too.
You know, Stevie Wonder, I used to go to the Kings games all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I only had one cassette tape that I played on the way there, on the way back. It was always Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Master Blaster.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
Didn't you know you?
Yeah.
Be jamming until the break of dawn.
And that happy birthday
oh, yeah.
to you.
See, a lot of people think there's only one happy birthday song, but in the ghetto, we don't sing happy birthday to you.
Right.
We don't do that.
You play. It doesn't make much sense.
Yeah!
There ought to be a law against anyone who takes offense. I know the whole album.
You are a Negrophile, brother.
Yeah, that's what my dad calls me. hey, there's JST as well. What is JST?
That's Jewish Standard Time. It runs about an hour late.
See?
And how well known is that in the Jewish community?
Everybody knows. And it's like riding in your car Jewish style, which is like if you're with a couple, the two men in the front and the two women in the back. I don't know why. It's JST and Jewish style. I don't know.
So Jewish style is the women in the back, guys in the front.
Yeah.
Instead of couples.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
You know, I actually, now that you mention that, think about... When you pass, like, you know, Nate and Al's, and you get, mm-hmm. you know, two older guys in front and two older women in the back, man.
Sophie, what are you doing? Get in the back.
That's the way they roll, everybody.
Ooh, this is Stevie Wonder, too, I think.
Is it Stevie Wonder?
This is Steve from his hobby. From his hobby CD.
This was his biggest hit, Tim.
Isn't he Jewish?
Absolutely. You know?
All right.
I'm not going to try to throw any punchline in there because anything I say will probably get letters.
Now, do you know Stevie?
Oh, yeah. He's a good man.
Yeah?
Good man.
You been
Steve's.
To his house?
Yes.
Nice
yes.
pad?
Stevie, man.
Yeah?
Stevie.
And is he a single guy? Does he get hot chicks?
Was
he married?
He's been married, you know, and right now, you know. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Is that the bass line? Is that the bass line? Oh! I'm looking back! Sound of Stevie Wonder, 97.1 Tim Conway in the evening. As we groove on into the nighttime, people out of gliding your stride, strutting your gut. This is Stevie Wonder.
I love Stevie Wonder.
He's bad. Oh, I missed the whatever you call it. What's the thing?
You did not hit the post. On
yeah,
that.
No,
the
you missed the post.
Boy, if I was at the beat right now, they'd be flogging me.
We're watching the Los Angeles Lakers. It is getting down to crunch time here. If they don't win this game, they're in big trouble.
Yeah. commercial now, but
yeah.
The game will be back on. Yeah, I can't believe that Queen Latifah does the voiceover for a pizza commercial and Jenny Craig. Isn't that oxymoronic?
Wait, she does?
She's the voice on the Pizza Hut commercial, and then you could turn the channel and say, hey, there's Queen Latifah for Jenny Craig.
Is that right?
And there's nothing synonymous about Jenny Craig and a pie with cheese. You know? I mean, it's so oxymoronic. It's like saying, here is OJ for life insurance.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, dude. How's your house hunting coming?
How's your house hunting coming?
All right. We were talking earlier about, obviously Arsenio Hall is a religious man here and goes to church Sundays, every Sunday?
Yes.
To get down there every Sunday.
Okay. You know what? I almost lied in the sight of God.
Uh-oh.
I don't go if my son has a basketball game.
Oh, I see. All right. So you have him, what, in five leagues?
That's so true.
He's playing basketball 8 days a week.
I'm working the hell out of him so I only have to go to church on Easter. He don't want to play basketball. He hates basketball.
But we got some emails here from people who said they've gone to Mass, Church, Temple, stoned, and it's a whole different vibe than if you go sober.
See, I feel like I'd be punished if I enjoy church in that way.
I'm going to try it because I cannot go sober. I cannot sit through the sermon. I cannot sit through the notes and the upcoming events and, you know.
Okay, let me ask you something, Tim.
I don't know when to stand and kneel and genuflect
and your
cross
church,
you're constantly
Mel's,
working.
A lot of up and down.
Yeah.
Like, black people have to stay a long time, but y'all have to work.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they made me kneel. They made me stand. I had to sing I Come to the Garden Alone.
Yeah, it's an hour workout.
Wow, it's like church aerobics, you know. But let me ask you a question. If we were having a conversation with God, which I think also is a Stevie Wonder lyric.
Right.
Have a talk with God, I think Stevie says. If we were talking to God, would he be mad at us for getting high and sitting in church?
No way, it's natural.
Because he creates the herb in which we would smoke.
Yeah, but dude, listen, in the Catholic Church, they offer you wine. He turned water into wine. The guy was in the program.
That's a good point.
The guy was with us.
In the Baptist Church, when we do communion, we use grape juice.
Really?
I'm telling you, I want to be white my last 10 years of life. Y'all
What's
got
going
it
on
good.
With you people?
Yeah, we do Welch's. We do Welch's grape juice and a little cracker.
Oh, get out of here.
And let me tell you something. The cracker, which represents the body of Christ, is not even salted. You hear me, Tim? The cracker has no salt.
All right. I'd like to ask if the audience, maybe people out there have done this, because I'm willing to do this. I'm willing to give it a shot and get back into Catholicism. If you smoke weed before you go to church or before you go to Mass, before you go to temple, what do you call your place? The Forum?
We call it church. You call it church. But it's at the Great Western Forum, and don't forget your
promise
to go. Do they
still call it the Great Western Forum?
No. If you look certain places, you still see something like a sign on a bathroom or something. But outside, it doesn't have that on it anymore. It's just blue and round.
What does it say? What's the name of the church?
Should I say the name?
Yeah.
The Great Western Forum. The Great Western Church.
Great Western Church. No, is there a name for the church?
It's Kenneth's House.
Kenneth's House.
Yeah, that's my pastor.
Oh, okay. Kenneth, all right. And it's Kenneth's just one dude house. That runs the whole place, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a big church.
It. Yeah, and you know what?
15,000 people. Is it nice inside?
Well, it looks just like it used to look.
Yeah?
Except they took the baskets and the benches out.
And it's the same, the yellow and orange seats?
Yeah, still the same yellow and orange seats. And they also
I'd love
asked,
to go back and look at it.
They asked Stu Lance to leave.
Do you still is whistle stop there with the small the short ceiling and the good beef sandwiches?
You know what? All the concession stands are closed. They have the gates pulled down
around
those.
That's terrible.
But they still
How
use
do you get
it.
Anything to eat during Mass?
You know, after you smoke that joint, that is a question.
Right.
You know, when you're sitting in church high. But you know what, Tim? It's interesting. They still use it for other stuff. And I'll tell you the thing that
What do they use it for? Like rodeos?
I saw an ice skating event there. But I'll tell you what unnerved me. On a Saturday night, I watched Madonna, and on Sunday morning, I worshiped. And I felt like her and all the little homosexuals dancing on the stage should not have happened the night before in that church. Yes, it was very much like this moment. this is going on. And then the next day, we were singing, I come to the garden alone. After this. After a night of this.
All right. All right. If you go to church, hi. I want to hear from you because I want to know what it's like. I might do this if it's interesting. All right. Here are the phone numbers. If you go to Mass, you go to church, you go to temple, hi. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Because I imagine because I used to go to St. Cyril's. I went to Our Lady of Grace.
I'm sorry, say it again.
St. Cyril's.
Cyril's.
Yeah, St. Cyril's.
Wow.
Lady of Grace and St. Mel's. Those are my three churches out in the valley.
My kid's mother goes to St. Mel's.
One was near Hassel and Ventura. The other one's White Oak and Ventura. And the other one is...
St. Mel's is DeSoto.
DeSoto and Ventura.
Yeah.
Right. And I was baptized at St. Mel's. I made my first communion at St. Mel's. My confirmation at... where were they? St. Mary's. Was it St. Mary's?
St. Mary's?
And
St. Mel's is the first time a priest ever touched your ass. St. Mel's.
It wasn't the last time. but it was a vibe. I never really got into church because I never really got it. But if I was high, maybe I would enjoy it. You know, you'd sit back and you're like, wow, that's that guy who's talking to me is like the next to God. I mean, that dude up there. I mean, you get all that whole vibe going.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that guy's speaking for God. He's speaking for Jesus Christ.
It sounds like you've actually been high at church.
I have not been, but I think I'd like to. All right, if you've been high in church, call us, 520-9710. Let's talk to a Mike in Anaheim. You're on 97.1.
Hi. What's going on, man?
Hey, dude, how are you?
I'm great, man.
All right, man.
So, I get high all the time. I'm high right now. My old lady, she's more of a heavy smoker, you know what I mean? But I get high too, you know what I mean? And I go to church. You know what? My wife tells me that when she reads the Bible at home.
All right, dude. You can't use that S word, dude.
Not when you're talking about church and not on the radio.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold here a second. Gang,
here comes Dad with the lecture.
I don't like to give the lecture.
If you keep swearing, I'll turn this car around. Keep swearing in the back seat there. I'll turn the car right around now.
I'll turn this thing around. You guys will both get out right here on the freeway. I don't like to give this lecture, because I understand why people swear on the air, because they think it's just a casual conversation with two friends. And I embrace that. I think that that's the vibe we try to send out there. But please, you can't use the F word. You can't use the whole S word, the C word. The A word, you can say ass, and, you know, then 10 minutes later, you can say, oh, this shirt has a hole in it, but you can't butt those words up together.
Isn't radio funny that way?
Dan.
You know?
There's a lot of things you can say. Like, you can say, I went to Norfolk University.
Yeah.
But you better throw that Nor in there, man.
Right. And if you're talking about your relatives in Maine, you can say banger.
Yeah, you can say banger.
But I bet there's another way you could use banger.
I went to banger. But you can't say it the other way. You got to put Maine in there. I went to Bangor, Maine.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to...
Hey, Tim, by the way, I don't know why I don't want to say the name of the church, you know, but should I? It's because you're going.
I'd like to go.
It's Faithful Central.
Faithful Central.
Right.
Is that right?
I just think it's funnier to say Great Western.
Sounds like a hospital. Faithful Central.
Yeah, yeah. It's down the street from my hospital. I like to say Great Western Church.
Great, yeah, it's. I like that place. I had great memories of the Great Western Forum.
Well, you come.
It used to be called the Fabulous Forum. Remember that?
Oh yeah. Yeah, and then there was a period we weren't so fabulous, and a bank bought it during that period.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Pete Northridge. Pete, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, hey, man. What's up with you? You go to church high?
No, I can't. You know what? I can't go anywhere high.
All right, well, then call us tomorrow when we're talking about Jesse Jackson. How about Jack in Hollywood? You're 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey.
I've grown up. I've gone to Catholic. I've been Catholic my whole life. I go to church every week. But I drink a lot. I do a lot of drugs. So I go to, I go to cleanse my soul at the end of the week.
Right.
But I happen to go in, you know, I smoke a little here and there, and I'm either paranoid or I have a really good time. It's one or the other.
Oh, I see. So it's not very consistent.
Yeah, it's up and down. It depends if there's hot chicks in church, and then I feel like I'm looking at them, or they feel me looking at them, and I get paranoid.
But when you're high and the priest is talking, does it mean more, or does it mean less, or is there a different vibe than when you're sober?
If he's an interesting priest, I'll get a lot out of it. But if it's a boring sermon, you want to slit your wrists.
Yeah. All right, but it sounds like you get high outside of church as well.
Yes, that's true.
Right. Well, I'm really looking for the guy who, doesn't really get high all the time. You know, a guy who, you know,
like
pretty
yourself.
Yeah, I'm sober. You know, at least I'm not high 99% of the year. But I want to smoke weed and then go to church and see what that vibe is like.
That guy sounded like he did a little ecstasy, too. I mean, he's like looking at the choir and talking about, yo, look at the breasts on that soprano.
Yeah. How about being on acid and going to church?
Wow.
That'd be pretty cool.
I hope Jimi Hendrix is conducting the choir that Sunday.
All right. Let's talk to Robert. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Hey, what up?
Hey. What up, Bob?
Hey, you want to hear my friend Rip the Skeezy?
Sure.
All right. Here, hold up. And then we'll get talking about this religion.
Ride it, dude. Ride it. Get closer to the phone, man. Yeah, we trying to get this contact. Yeah.
Wow. As a pro.
You remember Dan from Azusa last night?
No.
You don't?
No.
You know, oh, you're too high to remember Dan from Azusa?
Oh, yeah, I think I do. Yeah, you were really stoned. You couldn't make sense of what you were saying, dude.
Yeah.
This is the guy who works at American Broadcasting Company.
Yeah.
Hey, who do you got over, dude?
We have the whole gang.
Let's talk to that chick that's laughing.
Yeah, put her on the phone.
Hello, is it Bane?
She's scared.
Oh, she's scared?
Yeah.
She's probably paranoid because she's high.
How many people in the room?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And what, are you guys all in college or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we're not yet. We're all, like, just working.
Oh, so you're not in college?
Nah.
All right, so...
Was there four guys and one girl there?
Yeah, the other girl is a beaver, so we don't invite her over.
She has what?
She's a beaver. And she has a huge forehead, so they don't invite her over.
Oh, a huge forehead.
Yeah. Yeah. She has huge teeth, too.
I thought it meant she went to Oregon or something.
Oh, I see. All right.
A beaver.
She has
Canadian. Hey,
and she has a five head instead of a forehead?
She has a seven head.
Hey, Babu. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
You know, when we say, are you guys all in college, you go, yeah, pretty much. And then you go, well, not really.
we're sort of
working right now.
Well, we're going to be.
Oh, you're going to be.
Yeah.
What college did y'all get into?
Stop.
Like In-N-Out University?
She just read that off Obama's bio.
All right, dude, you guys are really high. I wish I was there.
Kush University.
All right, gang, please. I wish I was with those dudes. That sounds like a party, man.
Unlike Michelle Obama, I am very proud of my country. look at those kids. Huh?
All right. All right, gang. If you go to church or temple completely stoned, that's got to be a great experience. I'm going to try that over the weekend.
We're jamming.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 for FM.
We're jamming.
I want to jam it with you. We're jamming.